You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Radio New Zealand announced last week that it is planning to cut back its classical music station, RNZ Concert, and replace it on FM radio with music for a younger audience as part of a new multimedia music brand. Concert, starting on May 29th, will be taken off the FM band and instead played on the AM frequency and online. The move would also eliminate 17 jobs at RNZ Music, including all RNZ Concert presenter roles from late March. Patrick Hayes, a music and law student at Victoria University, told me he is frustrated about these changes, as this is the only way that musicians would have their performances performed, and RNZ Concert does so much for contemporary music and so much for diversity in the performance music sector. This is also echoed by Auckland University's head of music school, James Tibbles, who wrote in the newsroom yesterday that the function of concert runs much deeper than ratings and revenue, since it has a critical role and responsibility in disseminating live music made in New Zealand to the wider public, at home and abroad. So I talked to RNZ Chief Executive Paul Thompson to find out more about this new youth station's direction and his response to the concerns about this change. So this new youth-oriented station, what direction is it going to take?
Well, it will be aimed at 18 to 34-year-olds. It'll play an unrivaled amount of local New Zealand music, featuring all the best New Zealand artists and their songs. It will be commercial free, and it will be quintessentially New Zealand, and it's there really to connect RNZ with a whole lot of new audiences, younger audiences, and to celebrate our culture.
But the current market, the radio market, is already quite crowded for, what do you say, as youth music, like NZ EMEA Media Works, have got their own stations. How is this new youth station going to compete with the commercial markets and streaming platforms? Because I can now listen to New Zealand music on my devices whenever I can.
Yep, look, firstly, we're not going to compete with anyone because that would be pointless. As a public broadcaster, we're publicly funded. We need to provide a different choice and do a different thing. So what will make it different? It will be commercial free. It will play more New Zealand music than anyone else. And we'll also do things like recording and broadcasting live performance, which is quite difficult for others to do. So I think that there is opportunity here. We know that young people are using every platform to access their content and music, including radio. We know that I think 75% of under 30-year-olds still listen to the radio, so there's an appetite there. But our brand will also be available online. It will be available on demand. It will be available through Spotify playlists. You'll be able to watch video. You'll be able to listen live. So we think that we can adapt to those preferences of where young people want to connect with us.
Recently, and Radio New Zealand has also launched other youth initiatives such as the Wireless, which folded only after 3 years. Why are you confident that this youth station is going to work?
The Wireless was primarily focused on news and current affairs. It did cover the music industry, but it was not a broadcast brand. So what we think is more powerful about this proposition is that it will have a broadcast element and an on-demand element and an online element. So this is quite different. And we think that the ability for us to play music with great presenters, this station's going to be staffed by young people who reflect the audience we want to reach. It will be quite different, and I think it will prove to be a more successful approach.
Now, let's talk about Concert FM. Now, Concert professionally records concerts by groups such as the New Zealand Symphonic Orchestra, APO, etc., and you're now moving Concert to the AM frequency and at the same time removing all presenter roles at Concert. How are you going to hold the same quality of Concert programming after the switchover, especially after that there will be no staff available to do so?
Look, it will have a under the proposal, it will have a smaller staff, and that's because we do need to free resource to staff the new station, the new station aimed at young people. And whilst a concert's going to be available on AM, it is also available online and on demand. It's available through Sky TV and Freeview. And as you're possibly aware, Justin, the government is thinking about ways it can help us with this project, and it will be making some announcements this afternoon. So, I'm also waiting to see what they will say.
I personally know some students who also do classical music at the university, and for them, Concert FM is the only way that they will have their performances recorded and broadcasted. And there is moving to AM is going to have a lesser reach to audiences. And how are New Zealand's classical musicians going to showcase their work to a broad audience?
We are still going to record performance, which is a positive thing, and broadcast it. But look, the content will be attractive to people, and they will find it through our app. They can listen to AM if they want to, although they'll get much better quality to listen to it on a platform like iHeart, or to watch it and listen to it on Freeview or Sky. So, look, there is a trade-off here, and it is very difficult for RNZ to do everything we do at the moment and do new things. So we're making these decisions because we really think it's important that we do that brand for younger people.
And the Prime Minister herself told Morning Report this morning on Monday that she is quote-unquote frustrated, and she also says, quote, one does not need to come at the cost of the other. So could RNZ have found a solution to balance youth-oriented programming and concert rather than axe Concert FM altogether?
Well, we're not axing Concert FM. We're not axing RNZ Concert. It still will continue. It just won't, under the plan, it won't be on the FM brand. But I guess her question is a fair one. We do want to do both, and we only have a limited amount of resources. And, I mean, it is also important to note that the government is looking at some ways it can help us, and I'm waiting to hear what those decisions will be, and that may be that provides a solution. And ultimately, we'll work with anyone and take on any ideas how we can make this plan work better and minimise its impact on people.
And the government has promised in the last election 3 years ago they will not reduce the quality of content and delivery to special services, including concerts. And might add to the question before, the Prime Minister also said this morning that the Broadcasting Minister has expressed concern at these changes. Why is Radio New Zealand management still going ahead with these changes?
Because we think it's the right thing to do, because we are responsible for making sure RNZ is relevant both now and in the future. And that does require some difficult choices. In saying that, we understand, we're listening to the feedback we're getting, and, we're keeping an open mind as we go through this process. I will point out, Justin, nothing has changed yet. We're working with staff on a proposal, and the concert service is continuing as it has in the past, and we have not yet launched the new brand. So maybe, we'll just see what happens in the next few days to get clarity on that.
That was Radio New Zealand Chief Executive Paul Thompson talking to me yesterday afternoon about plan changes being made to Concert FM, which will move the classical music station to the AM frequency and become fully automated in order to start a new youth-oriented station. Just after I talked to Paul Thompson, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced in her post-cabinet press conference an alternative plan for this proposed change.
I've made it very clear that I am determined that we are not going to lose RNZ Concert on FM. Cabinet today decided to look at what would be involved in ensuring that is the case. From here, our expectation is that a cabinet paper will be prepared, which lays out what would be involved in freeing up the 102 FM frequency. That spectrum has been shelved for the last 20 years for the purpose of providing youth-targeted programming, something that many in this arena will be familiar with since 1999. In the meantime, we believe Radio New Zealand has New Zealand On Air funding obligations to continue programming until June, and we intend to use the time available to work constructively to find a solution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.